Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos, Daf, Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Amar Aleph, around a third of the way down the Amar, the Gemara asks a shayli, Boy Elohu, Nida Ma'u Shetishan and Baila, Hi Bivigda, Vahu Bivigdai. What's the halacha? Is a Nida permitted to sleep in the same bed as her husband if they're both wearing their clothing? Rashi explains, what's the Gemara shayla? Shetishan and Baila, Bemita, Kigayim, Shehutame de Lakala Mechash Meshom Tahara, Tahara. First, Rashi tells us that the whole shaila is only when he's already tamei, or it's bizman hazeh that there's no concern of keeping tahar, because if there would be a concern, then there's no shaila to begin with, because we wouldn't want them to be together, so he shouldn't touch her and become tamei and not be able to eat tyrus. So it's talking about that he's already tamei, or there's no concern for a tyrus, it's bizman hazeh. And this is the question. Are we concerned that if they're in the same bed together, they may come to a Maisa Avera? Or no, we say that there's a hacker. Since they're both dressed, they're going to remember that there's an Isser, that she's a Nida, and Mimela there's an Isser, Tashmish. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara Suffolk. Other Rishonim say that the Suffolk is not that the Tzad Heter is because of Mitkar Tchiri, because there's a hacker. Rather, there's a shaila, are we concerned that being in the same bed together, lying next to each other, is going to be gairim and avera, but not because we say that because it's a shinoi, because it's a hacker, that's what's going to stop them from the avera. And the Gemara tries to answer the shaila until it gets down to a pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk in the third wide line, a pasuk in Yechezkel, where there's a hekish. The Gemara makes a hekish from Eshes Ish, to Nida, ves Eshas Re'eyu Lo Itime, vel Esha Nida La Yikrav, Makish Isha Nida La Eshas Re'eyu, Ma Eshas Re'eyu Hu Bivigdoi V'hi Bivigda Aser, Af Ishte Nida Hu Bivigdoi V'hi Bivigda Aser. Just like an Eshas Ish, even where he's in his baget and she's in her baget, there's an Iser. Ishte Nida also Hu Bivigdoi V'hi Bivigda Aser. Now Rashi says, and Dibur Hamaskel Ma Eshes Re'eyu the Asur Lo Yichur Min HaTorah BeKiddushin MeEchecha Ben Imecha. Rashi says that this is the makar for the Issa Yichur by an Eshes Ish. Tosfos asks various questions on it, other Rishonim as well. But the point to take away is that Rav Yosef is Peshit the Shaila of Hu BeVigdoi VeHi BeVigda from this Hekish, that just like Eshes Re'eyu has an Isser of Hu BeVigdoi VeHi BeVigda, and Ishtei Nida also has the Isser of Hu Bivigdoi V'hi Bivigda. Shmamina. The Gemara continues, a pligo to Rabbi Pedas, Rav Yosef, who answers the Shaila from this Drasha, argues in Rav Pedas. What does Rav Pedas say? The Amar Rav Pedas, Loi Asra Toira Ela Korva Shal Gila Arayas Belvad, Shanemar Ish Ish El Kol She'er Besari Loi Sikrivu Legalis Erva. Rav Pedas says the Toira only Asr a Korva of Gila Arayas Belvad, Gila Erva Mamish. And he brings a pasuk of Ish Ish, now, there's Machlaikis Rishonim discussing various points and various different intricacies in the sugya. I just want to focus on one point. Rashi says, Dibur HaMaskel Upliga, that Rav Yosef, who answered the Shaila from this Gemara, from this Pasuk rather, this Drasha, from Yecheskel, Be'isser, argues in Rav Pedas. And Rashi explains in the next Rashi, what's the Machlaikis? Rashi says, Dibur HaMaskel Gilei Arayos, Tashmish mamish. That's what's asr. Ushar korva, v'afilu kiruv basar midirabanan. Any other korva, even kiruv basar, is only asr midirabanan. V'hi bivigda, afilu midirabanan, lekele migzar. Shitas Rav Pedas is that since kiruv basar is only asr midirabanan, so where she's in her beged, Chazal weren't even geyser an isr midirabanan. Now, Rashi seems to understand that Rav Yosef, who says that he bivigda is asr midrabanan, must hold that kiruv basar is asr midrashah. The way Rashi explains that the reason why Rav Pedas wasn't geyser by he bivigda is because even kiruv basar is asr midrabanan, Rav Yosef must hold. Rav Yosef, who is geyser he bivigda, he must hold that kiruv basar is asr midrashah. And in Melel is a machlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Pedas. So the Rishonim ask, the Ramban asks, why does it have to be that only if kiruv basar is asur midirabanan, then it's possible to have a gzera by hu bivigda v'hi bivigda? Maybe Rav Yosef holds that even if Kiruv Basar is not Asar Midai Raisa, we could be Geyser, Hu Bivigdai, Vihi Bivigda, straight because we're concerned of Hergel Avera. The way Rashi explained the Gemara's question initially, that the reason why we should ask is because of Hergel Avera, which simply means that we're scared they're going to come do a Maisa Isser. So why do we have to say that only if there's an Isser Midai Raisa of Kiruv Basar in between, then we could have the Gzeira of Hu Bivigdai, Vihi Bivigda? So one way to answer this question I saw is with the following lamdas. You're right. The time of the Isser of Shamo Yavu de Hergel Avera exists even when it's Hu Bivigdai Vihi Bivigda. But what's the gedder of the Isser? The gedder of the Isser was that it's Usser to have Kiruv Basar. It's Usser for there to be a connection between an Ish and an Isha if she's an Erva. And if you want to tell me that Hu Bivigdai Vihi Bivigda is Usser, that's just the next level. Even if there's no direct Kiruv Basar, it's through Begadim. But the Isser is still going to have to be the Isser of Kiruv Basar. If Kiruv Basar is Mutter, whether Min HaTorah or Min HaRabbanan, Chazal didn't take it to the next level. Only if, this is Rav Yosef held, only if the Torah asserted Kiruv Basar Mamish, then Chazal took that gather of the Isser of Kiruv Basar and was goes to the next level of Hu Bivigdai, Vihi Bivigda, to assert.